Welcome to the Port Charles Update with your hosts, Mish and Mel.
Hello.
Hello. So things happened this week.
Yeah. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I feel like I can't recall. It's not like last Friday where it felt really explosive. I'm sort of like, let's talk about it and let's see if you're right, if things did happen this week.
I know, because it felt like a lot of not a lot happened, but it's us, so we'll dig into it.
Okay, well, one thing that was like somewhat of a reveal, even though tame, maybe not, there's a third burn, okay? So Neil had a brother.
Where? Yes, I am here. I am present. This is a podcast about GH.
No, but I was confused too, because when I reread my notes, it was Alexis and Diane, and it said third burn. And I'm like, oh my God, Diane insulted her a lot. I don't remember that. And then I was like, oh no, it's Neil's. So then I wrote a third burn, brother of Neil. So like the way I wrote it sounds way more dramatic than it really is.
Yes.
I had to write brother because I thought it was like an insult. Anyways, we're talking a lot about nothing as we're
as we do.
Yeah. So there's a third burn out there, and that third burn could be why. Well, also feel bad for that guy because his two brothers are dead.
Right. I was kind of thinking that. I'm like, yikes, that's not cool.
Yeah. So that was something. Okay. So other things that happened this week. What did you think of Jason's visit to the Webbers?
It's so interesting because Jason has been shown in such a different light since he's been back. He's always teary-eyed and very sad and just like on this reconnection tour. So it was so odd seeing him in a place where like you're having your videographic memory flashback to times where it wasn't great. Elizabeth's just like chilling at home in a robe, waiting to take a shower, but just no care in the world in the sense that she's so comfortable in her skin, in her life, in her world. She's like, yeah, hey, Jason, come on in. I'm just waiting to get in the shower. Just have a seat.
But I loved how normal that was, right? Because she's in her robe and someone banged at the door. But I find that funny because so many people come over. Like, it's so normal that no one ever calls before. It could be literally anybody, right? Ava's high, like Scott. It could be anybody, but I love how she's on the robe and telling her kid, oh my gosh, who is that? Like, I'm not dressed. You get it. Like, it was such a normal moment. But then when it was Jason, she was like, it's fine. It's okay. Come in. I'm in a robe.
I like that they had their moment before Jake came down, and I like that she was honest with him just about everything going on with Jake and that his timing was good.
Yeah. And I mean, I like the way that they caught up though. Like I liked, you know, him just thanking her for showing up in the courtroom because she is taking on a different role, right? Like I feel even though she has her hands full with like the boys and all of this like drama going on, she's still, like we talked about last week, more of a stable figure at right now.
Yes.
And so she talked about her job, right? That she got promoted, but it was just awkward at first because she's like, I'm head nurse. And he's like, yeah, Epiphany died. I was like,
it
was just awkward because she's like, yeah, that's sort of how I got the job. Correct. But then we moved on to the sad part of GH where he kind of talked about all the people that passed while he was gone. And it kind of adds layers now because we get more details after, but that's the point. Like you said, he comes back very teary eyed. You know, the charges are cleared. So he has to deal with the fact that he can't even explain why he was away. So none of these reunions are kind of maybe going as planned, except for a select few, because he didn't get to come back of his own volition. In talking to Jake, you know, when he asked, like, did you come back on purpose? It's like, he couldn't even answer that. It was like an opportunity. It was an opportunity for him to kind of even get close to the people he loves.
Exactly. And you know what? I've been rethinking all of those scenes of like the past couple of weeks. And you know, people kept mentioning how like Jason is so good at what he does and he's so aware. And he still to this day does not seem shocked that Spinelli had a drone that caught his face. You know, like there's all these things. Like he wanted to stay in Port Charles. Like he did all these things to be able to stay there.
I think so too. Like stopping when Dante said it. I mean, he might not have been wrong, but I think he was also desperate for connection.
Yes, that. Exactly that.
Okay, so this was his one chance to kind of come back. But I loved how it went because, you know, we're getting to like what like we I'm having coffee, so my brain will kick in. So last week we saw the boys, right? You know, we are getting to see not just the boys too, but I mean that was significant last week, but even sometimes when Joss talks to Carly, like we're getting to see how this other generation is experiencing our main characters. We watched our main characters live a life, make some choices, questionable choices, and they were very entertaining for us. But we've all grown up since, and now everybody's got to answer for the choices they made. And so it's really interesting for me getting to see how Jake experiences Jason, because he's not a peer of Jason, right? He's not one of us who's watched Jason. Jason's not our dad, okay?
No.
And so when we're watching it, it's whatever. It's this guy that we've all liked, this character we've all liked, do all these really cool things, and everyone's in awe of him. And we see how Sam has sort of stopped looking at him that way. But it's funny to realize, like, kids are kids. They're never going to think you're that cool, and they're not going to look at you that way. Like, Jake doesn't look at him with the free pass. I mean, mind you, Danny, you know what? It's wrong for me to say that, because Danny was mad at Jason when he saw him also.
He was. And that's the fun part, because we've talked about this kind of when we heard about Jason's return and what his position would be. And we said we really wanted to see like the family connections, because the truth is he hasn't been a father to anybody except for Michael.
Exactly.
So I love how Jake treated him, that he let out his anger, and exactly that. Like everybody like respects Jason and this about Jason's like, no, you did something super messed up. And I don't accept anything about what you're saying right now. Like, I loved it so much.
I mean, to me, it was just an insight into Jake, and that's what I appreciated. I even loved watching Elizabeth's face acting when she was trying to get him to be polite. And then Jason, she seemed impressed by this when Jason said, no, I would be asking the same questions too. Yes. And so, and we have talked about this, right? Because now we're coming off of a lot of Sam, and well, not just Sam, right? A lot of people just being very straightforward about the fact that they feel that Dante is more of a father than Jason is, right? Yes. And that role is being put into question. And so what was interesting about this conversation, right? He heard, you know, Jake out, and unfortunately there was nothing, absolutely nothing he could really say that would be helpful. And then when they left, I kind of more admired Elizabeth and all this. I more admired, you know, her way of kind of supporting Jake and how she did that. You know, like when Jason said he's not afraid to speak his mind, and how he like admired that and was like, he's not afraid. But the fact that she pointed out, like, he's still just a kid, like he's still a teenager, and finding out that he's afraid of an awful lot. And I loved how she had her talk with Jake after, because he was snapping, being like, why are you always defending him? And I like that she was, you know, she pushed back on that. You know, she didn't indulge his, let's say, black and white view of it. She's like, it's an explanation. It's really not me excusing it. Like, I'm not trying to take away from your anger, because she agrees with him. You know what I mean? Like, she knows that he is not wrong in his perspective, and he is allowed to have his feelings. But I liked how she explained who Jason was. And it also shows you, I think, not just with Jake, but also with Joss and just the other generation, is that they are more black and white. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They lack a nuance and understanding how complicated things are. But then I also admire the way that that generation simplifies things too, you know, in their perspective. And so like with Jake, he said, I guess he's not going to come around anymore. And that's where Elizabeth can kind of explain things a bit and say, well, that's not true. He's actually going to keep showing up. And I kind of like that, because I guess I thought about Molly when Molly said he's an unorthodox dad, because you're right. He's not going to be the Dante or the day-to-day dad. He can, because of the situation he's in and the life he chose. But I think that that is something meaningful to Jake, that he will just show up and show Jake that he can trust him, because he asked, can you please just believe me and trust me? And that's not something Jake could give. But I like that, because that I know to be true of Jason. He will show up so that he doesn't have to convince Jake of the truth, but to simply show it to him.
I love that.
And there's nothing that's going to get through Jake at this point. He has a lot of feelings, rightfully so. And he has expectations. You know, he's had other father roles. And I mean, there was a point where Jason was alive and also not present too.
Exactly.
So this is going to be interesting about how Jason navigates that. But it's been pretty heavy, right? It's been pretty heavy. Mm-hmm. And I think we finally got a peek as to why.
Absolutely. What did you think of that reveal?
So Anna Banana calls him in because she's like, we're besties now. I'm a cool cop. You could let me in. You could tell me all the things you know.
We need a mug that says that.
Someone commented and it made me laugh so much. You're like, I call her Anna Banana now too. To me, it's just so natural. Because it's in my head all the time.
I know, but you put it in my head too. So we have like all of these lovely followers and listeners who are walking around the world being like, in a banana, in a banana.
Because every time she bugs me, I'm always watching and going, Anna Banana, what now? Like, she's like, I swear, she's such a trip, this character, and the things that she does. So she thinks that she has an in now. And I mean, again, Jason did reveal a lot to her.
He did.
And then Jagger comes in and we got to see Jason being really mad. Like, he realized he got played. And they had words.
Big words.
They had words. And I mean, Jagger, like, I don't like him. He annoys me.
No.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
And I mean, that's his point. That's his role. But I have to say, like, he may be an a-hole, but like, he was good at it. Like, the things he said, I was like, damn, you know, because like Jason was all emotional. He's like, you took me away from Monica. You made my mom believe this. And he was just like angry about the way that this guy played with his life for his own means. Right. And then he was like, don't blame me for your life choices. And he just went, like, he wasn't, like, he didn't budge. Like, nothing of what Jason said mattered. He truly did not care about the collateral damage. He clearly, like, you see it in his eyes. He doesn't care about Jason. He doesn't care about anybody Jason loves. He doesn't care about his kids. He doesn't care about Monica. He literally cares about nothing. And then he ends it with, like, well, you happen to be really good at what you do. And I'm like, well, that's impressive because he's in the FBI. So that means nationally, potentially, well, mostly just nationally, but there's literally no one else that he could go to. Like, you're that talented. But it's also weird because I feel like, you know, Jagger's just a little obsessed with high school.
He's so obsessed, like living in his like really sad, not so good glory days.
Oh my gosh. So the thing is, so he has this case going on and decides this is the time I can finally pull Jason back into my life and show him what's what. It's like, you did marry her and had a baby with her.
Exactly.
You know, like, you won, right? I mean, she's dead now, but still, you won for
so a bit. Is this baby Dex? Is that what we think?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, we don't. Okay.
I mean, I don't want to talk about Dex and who his parents are. I say this because I'm upset. You know, I feel like I kind of wonder if they knew this, right? I kind of wonder if they had an idea of who Dex would be connected to when he came back. I think it was so obvious when he came back, especially when he was, you know, positioned as Sonny's right-hand man, that it was Jason, that there was some connection there. But I kind of like the other theories, right? I liked the theory that he was AJ's. Like, initially.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We did talk about this theory.
So back in the day, I kind of liked the idea because what happened was Joss brought him to the Quartermains. And that to me was weird. That was weird. So he steps in to a Quartermain quarrel. And then he has pillow talk with Joss later, asking about Tracy. And they're talking about Tracy. So for me, I'm like, okay, you're a Quartermain. And that would be fun. And so earlier, you and I were debating whether he was AJ's or whether he was Ned's. Because when he walked in, the fight they had was the fact that Ned was a philanderer just like his grandfather. And then there was talk of groupies. And then Lois came back. And the way it was positioned, with like Ned there and Lois returning and his memory loss, I was like, that would be super fun that Ned had some kind of like groupie love child. That would be super fun if he were a Quartermain. I mean, I get it with Jason, he'd be a Quartermain too, but I'm just like, meh, I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because it was too obvious. Everyone's like, he's playing that Jason role, but I was just like, no, I thought it'd been super fun. I've always wanted, like, what I wanted the one of the guys that last played Michael.
Yes.
I had wanted that guy to come back as AJ's dad and be all, like, pro AJ and just sort of, like, show up as this competition to Michael a little bit. Like, I mean, a good relationship, but maybe not at first. I have always hoped for, like, some kind of AJ kid to come back.
Love it.
Anyway.
Question for you. How long until you think Carly finds out about the RICO charges?
So I had to listen to that a few times because I'm like, wait a second. So when the reveal happens and it was that the RICO charges were actually for Carly. So at first I was like, but what do you mean that happened only recently? Because I at first I thought it was just the insider trading, and I had to rewind to realize RICO, not the crap she did with Drew.
Exactly.
All these men going to jail for her. Anybody but Sunny. Like, Sunny's not trading places with Carly for jail. Like, if anything, the worst of times was when she went to that place because of Nell. Like, Sunny bought into the fact that Carly was ill, just literally left her there. It was Jason that was all concerned for her and saved her life. And when he brings her home, Sunny's like, oh, thanks, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like, maybe that's why she's obsessed with Jason, because you were not obsessed with her.
Right? At all.
Ugh. Anyways, I don't know how long it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be, I don't know, probably soon. I think it might be soon, especially if it's true that he's only going to stay for 2 years. I mean, if it goes really well and the story is good, who knows? Maybe he'll stay, but I don't know. Maybe she'll find out soon enough. But when I realized what it was, like, it kind of made more sense. And I remember when Drew was dumping her and said something like, he's betraying you, whatever. And we were like hypothesizing of like, what could Jason possibly, like, what could he have been doing? And we had suspected that maybe he was trying to save Morgan. But we established nothing means nothing and stone meant nothing. But in that conversation, I remember saying that the only, like, explanation that would be okay and the only person he would ever stay away for is Carly. Like, if he stayed away, it was, and we said this, it was to some benefit to Carly is why he stayed away. We just don't know what it is. So we were right about that. But it adds to so much heartbreak because I know that there was no one he would do that for. Nobody else he would actually stay away from his kids for. It would be for her. And it's just awful because now I kind of understand more his heartbreak. Like, he loves her so much. And we know that when Sunny died and the funeral happened, he kind of talked to Carly about the responsibility he felt that he pulled her into this world. Yes. And so we know that from, like, years ago. And so then now this is happening and he doesn't want this to happen to her. But then he finds out that she needed him to also be present. And that's the push pull, is that I had to be away from her to help her, but she actually needed me here. And so you can definitely see how torn and broken he's been about the whole thing. So, I mean, look, it's horrible. And I don't know. I don't know how Carly would react. I think she would be devastated. Like, as much as everyone else forgets that she's grieving, Yes. And that her whole life was ripped apart. Like, it's like, I mean, I think people forget that, like, Nina will fight with Carly no matter what, and Carly knows how to hold it together for a lot of people, but like, her life has been ripped from right under her the moment Sunny died, right? Everything has been a tornado ever since. She had to take care of the mob, then he comes, but like, then she ends up with Jason, and that was a whirlwind because it opened up a thing she never really wanted opened up, that she had practiced and lived for so long, boxing up those old feelings. Then Sunny comes back and he plays these bizarre mind games because he can't bear to take responsibility for his actions. Then she has to deal with Nina ongoing for like the longest time. She loses Jason. She finds some peace with Drew, but then that all goes to hell because he goes to jail. Mm-hmm. And then when he gets out of jail, he is this different person. She loses her mom and she can't find her footing and can't find peace. And then Jason shows up now. And I think she would feel really devastated, and it would be like a huge, huge grief knowing she was part of like why he had to leave his life. Like, I think it would be really hard given like her context, like him coming back is the first time she could breathe since Sunny died.
Well, it's like, and you know how we talked about how, which is so wild, you know, what you're saying, and it's so bang on, right? And we talked about how Sunny and Nina were like a twisted version of Jason and Carly. And I keep coming back to this, like, Sunny made a choice to not find his family. And that choice led him to stay away and fall in love with another woman, where Jason's love for Carly kept him away for 2 years.
Like, Nina and Sunny are just something else. Like, something else. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got a good, like, I mean, we heard Sunny summarizes. Like, I just talked about a little bit about Nixon Falls, but he gave a bizarre summary to Dante. Like, there were a lot of facts there. Like, he talks about Jason, like, oh, so Jason didn't shoot you, but do you know what he did? He married my wife when they all thought I was dead. Okay, so according to you, you're broken up that your best friend and your wife hooked up, but what you want is that she's supposed to be okay about you hooking up with her enemy. Like, I'm really not following here. Like, you hooked up with her enemy, she hooked up with your best friend, but you're forgetting about choice. And that was the biggest thing that you talked about during the whole Nixon Fall era, is just look at his choices. Everyone's gonna have to deal with the fact that he never chose to seek out his family, or he's choosing to like pursue these feelings for Nina, or the fact that he chose not to be honest when he came back and let Carly think she was crazy. So the thing is, yes, your best friend and your wife almost slept together, but almost. You walked in the nick of time. And what did she do? She took his ring and closed the box and put it away. And she made the choice to be with you. And of course, those feelings don't go away overnight. And she never expected your feelings for Nina to go away overnight. But the point is, you didn't choose to be with Carly. You lied about it, and you kind of live this in-between land. And instead, you use your silence to kind of be like, okay, well, I'm not going to tell them what happened to me because I'm so mad about you guys. And recently it's been shoved in our faces, the fact that you can't betray Sunny, but he can betray you.
Yes,
a lot. And so when he was telling that story, and I'm like, okay, yeah, he hooked up with your wife, but you hooked up with her enemy. And like, you know what I mean? She didn't choose Jason. Mm-hmm. And you won. He died right after.
Right?
So, oh my gosh. So it's just kind of annoying because Sunny is still not taking responsibility. And even Dante is sort of like, okay, I don't get it. I love Jason because he saved my life. And it's just so funny to watch because it's like, just like Sam is not like, is out of love with Jason just when Dante is falling in love with
Jason. So true.
You know, and like, and I think I like the scenes with Sante.
There you go.
Sunny and Dante, because you see that Dante is able to still think critically. Like, he's asking questions.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, even with the whole investigation, like the fact that like Jason's working for the FBI. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that was killer, right? Because like, yes, he tells like Anna finds out that the person he was protecting was Carly, but then when Sunny was like, I'm an informant for who? for me. Like, he didn't give any detail. Like he told Dante, like, oh, it's, you know, it's not on your dad. But he never told Sonny any of this stuff.
Nope.
He was just like, he just let Sonny, because he knows Sonny well enough to know that Sonny's going to go to a dark place. Unless it's the fact that Jason was like, you know, Sonny, like, he's not in a place where he's going to hear much. So I'm not going to share sensitive information because he can't hear me. But I can't help but also think that, as Sonny pointed out to Ava, you know, we weren't in the best place when he left also. Like, Jason wasn't necessarily happy with Sonny. And to come back and to see things in shambles, to see how he is with Carly, you know, to see that Ava's standing right there and to get that glimpse of him, I think a part of him was like, I know Sonny's going to go to the worst place, but, you know, the smallest price you could pay. Like, I saved your life. I protect your family and you trash them. Like, you don't even show your own family the loyalty I show to them.
And we've barely even scratched the surface with Jason being reintegrated. Like, he still has to find out about the marriage and so many other things. Like, I can't wait.
Oh my gosh,
like,
I forgot about that. I totally forgot, because you're right. Technically, he's still legally married to Nina and Jason. We haven't really seen any of that. We've only got bits and pieces. And he had his moment with Carly, but again, no information really shared.
Yes.
But also, the other kind of major thing that Jagger doesn't care about is, I love how that guy is trying to run away from that nickname, but everyone's calling him that, like Jason, right? Jagger. And Jason doesn't even remember him, right? So it's like saying it is even funnier and more pointless. But the fact that he's a walking target, so now that he's finally got home, he now has to isolate even more because other people could be a victim. And it's even worse because I'm like, really, Valentine? You also know the town.
Okay, it's so annoying, but you know what made me laugh this week at one point? Because we know that Jason's living at Bobby's. So I'm like, when all those screaming matches were happening at Bobby's, I'm like, was Jason just like tucked away upstairs?
Oh my gosh, that is so true. That was hilarious. Okay. First of all, I loved Molly coming in and kind of integrating with more people than just her, TJ. Like, ever since new Molly came, it's like, we don't want you to talk to other people just yet. We're not sure you're ready for this. So I was really happy because it's like, they are family. You know what I mean? They grew up together. So you know how last week I was like freaking out over the boys just already having a dynamic and developing their own characters? I so felt that today with Joss and Christina and Molly. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I know you're going at it, but I'm like, this is so cool. We're getting to see, you know, the next generation, their characters and positioning them. Like, it's really cool that they picked back up on like a Joss versus Christina. It was something that's been developing for some time. I still flash back to the one time they got along, which was when
I know you do. Yeah. I love the way your brain works.
Gosh, I'm just like, Christina, Joss, they were both going through stuff and they were watching the nurses ball together. And then everything went to hell after that. But like, I loved Molly going in to talk to like Carly, and the fact that like Molly is just very conscientious, you know, like she knows, you know, like she was like, I have to go talk to Danny. Like, she knows the lines and she knows she has to do her job. And I love that Carly was like, you did a great job. She's like, what do you mean? She's like, at Jason's hearing. And she's like, I thought you would have like held that against me. She's like, what makes you think I don't? But I love that because it is important to recognize, like, this was huge for Molly. This was a big, big career moment. So I love that that was acknowledged. And clearly, you know, it was still light. Carly was still light about it, still trying to show her love for Jason. And the thing is, like, Molly would never disagree with that, right? We all know. Yes. Carly doesn't know, but we know where Molly stands. But damn, Christina. Oh my gosh. Like, I don't even know what to think. I don't even know what to think. Like, she shows up, she goes to Carly and needles her.
Nina's her is what she did.
She Nina's her. She Nina's her. She's like, why aren't you not there? And I love how Carly handled it. She's like, well, Drew, you know, picked it for a reason. But it was more Molly. She's like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? But I loved how Christina might be openly I don't know. I'm not, I don't want to use the word combative, but like a little like ish disturber, right? You know, she's that. Yes. But the fact that she caught Molly by going, well, you are obviously into it because you forgot to ask me about my doctor's appointment, which is huge.
There's so much going on in that dynamic. Yes. And the way they're shining the light right now on Christina. So like, let's think back to when, okay, in the courtroom, remember we talked last week that we didn't really have our Christina and Nina moment. And then we had a tiny, you know, they had a scene this week. We have a situation with Christina kind of going off. We have Christina that's kind of flip-flopping with her opinions, being very outwardly about who her father is. But here's the connection that I am making, and maybe everybody has already. Here we have a pregnant Christina who is in people's faces, very outwardly, very Nina. And at one time, Nina was very desperate to have a baby and cut one out of somebody's belly. So it's like, is it like attracting that type of energy so that when Christina decides to keep this baby and needs to be harbored somewhere, if that's the right word, or like hidden somewhere, Nina is going to be her ally.
Wow, that's dark. Like I love how you're like, I feel like everyone put that together. And I'm like, nope, not me. Didn't put that together at all. I was like, I want to talk about the baby stuff, but that what caught me about what Christina was doing. Like, so not only was it bizarre watching the interaction at the courthouse, she followed up.
Yeah.
She followed up. Mm-hmm. And what I couldn't get over, I was like, so this girl is running all around talking to Nina as if her opinion on the matter carries any weight with her dad,
right?
As if she has any influence in this situation. And I'm watching these two and I'm like, well, you're the same. Like you both think that you're more important than you are. Like the fact that Nina felt it was important that she support the family because, you know, that support is so important. You know what I mean? Like Carly is showing up because her support matters. And she's like, also me. Because I am also also me. I'm very important in this situation. It was just bizarre to me, but like it did dawn on me. I'm like, okay, so Christina is talking about the baby to Nina people. And I'm watching Nina react to this and I'm like, this is awkward. But I didn't think what you were thinking. I was
did you catch the wording Christina used though?
What did she say?
I'm having a baby. Oh, I mean, I'm having Molly and TJ's baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she did that. And then she did it again, not exactly that way, but she did it at Dante when she went to visit him at the hospital.
Yes.
I'm showing. I just want to like tell everybody, or it's to Nina. Like I want to shout it from the rooftop. Yeah. 100%. I think her brain is super mush right now, but I mean, of course I thought it was weird that pregnancy was brought up to Nina specifically and it made me think pregnancy more, but you know, maybe what you said, right? Because who else would understand needing to hide a baby and keep it? I don't know. Anyways, like that was just a lot for me. I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening. Like, I cannot believe this is happening. That Christina literally is never mad at Nina, ever. She'll just say, and I've said this to you before, like, you have a Maxie character who's flawed and who's made some really big mistakes, but it doesn't stop her from being like, she's not coming at things so generally. She doesn't go, well, I made mistakes, so I guess I should look the other way when there's red flags in front of me or when other people are doing horrible things. I guess I should just be fine with it. Like, she's not. Look at how she like calls Nina out like incessantly, whereas Christina is like, I've made mistakes, so therefore all of Nina's mistakes are canceled out.
Exactly. I loved how Maxie handled Nina.
It was so fun. She's like, you think it's desperate? She's like, it is. She's like, you are desperate. And all the faces she was making, because I think she, you know, she wanted to talk about work because it's a safe topic, and bringing up Sunny. And then I love when they started talking about Ava, like, because when she says, I have like a secret weapon. First of all, her saying she has a secret weapon is terrifying because you don't know what it is. And she's usually quite the wrecking ball. And then I thought maybe it was Christina. Like, in her mind, she's like, I spoke to Christina 2 times. Everything is going to be good now. But the fact that she's leaning and trusting on Ava to be her advocate, who needs an advocate? And I love that Maxie put it that way. The fact that you need to plot tells you it's never going to work. Like, you shouldn't have to convince your husband to be with you. And yes. And I love that Maxie. So this is new. This is new. Because before, when anybody be like, oh, Ava, we're like, you know, what are you saying? You know, she's changed. She's different. But this was the first time in a long time Ava's been questioned in this way explicitly. The fact that Maxie was like, when has she done anything that's selfless?
Yes.
That was strange.
It was.
But it's accurate in terms of this current storyline, right? So I think that's definitely showing us, you know, what's sort of in store for her character.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see it, but yeah, it's going to get weird. You remember
like, I think it was during the summer when I was watching GH with you. And it was like something like the writers changed at that point. And yes. I remember how, like, we were watching, we're like, oh my gosh, my brain hurts. Like, this feels weird. Like, when we're watching it, like, it's too jarringly different. Mm-hmm. And then it happened for a week and then it was fine.
Yes.
Look at last week and look at this week.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Okay. Like, why does that happen? That's so strange to me.
It is strange to me as well.
Because I feel like this week was smoother and there were some things that I did like. But yeah, no, Maxie was funny and she straight up tells her, I never liked you as Sunny's wife.
I love that so much.
And I love how Nina tries to be like, wait a second. Are you being mean to me? Are you saying things inappropriate? I should call you on it. Maxie. And Maxie like doesn't care. She's like, no, like you there is no tiptoeing around you. I need to be real straight with you. Real direct. You're being cuckoo bananas. You, mm-hmm. you know, you being Sunny's wife, you have no personality when you're that.
Yes.
You're
just
obsessive. You're obsessive and you're desperate and nobody needs your congratulations. And I love how she pointed out, if you're going to congratulate anybody, it should be TJ and Molly.
Right? Oh, that Nina.
Oh my gosh, that Nina. So I had always thought, mm-hmm. I had thought that if anybody was going to like put Nina in her place, like, you know how like Alexis was with Esme, she was really hard on her, but being hard on her had Esme kind of believing in herself and kind of getting better as an employee. So true. When Nina was a publisher, and we always used to compare Esme and Nina, I thought Alexis was going to be that thing for Nina because Alexis is direct and she wouldn't be afraid to like call her out.
Yes.
But the story twisted and now she's trying to get out and she's trying to get back into law. And a secret burn brother is the key to that. So I was wrong about that, but it looks like Drew is that person who is going to keep putting her back in her place. What did you think of that? What? It, what?
Okay, because Drew exudes this energy. Angry or not, he exudes this like charm.
What's the energy? Charm?
Charm. And all of their okay. business talk was very sexy business talk. And at some point she even stood up and they were standing close together. And even she at the end was confused by their interaction. It's like, do I want to rip his shirt off or do I hate him? Like, you could see the contemplation in her head.
But this is also Nina, right? I can see her mind being blown by him actually having concrete answers to everything she's saying. Because a lot of people smile and nod. Like, for the most part, Ava smiles and nod, and only she makes snarky remarks, but it doesn't burst Nina's bubble. Only lately, here and there, she'll be like, Ava, she'll get extra mad. But it means that, like, for the most part, no one ever calls her on her stuff, right? We see, like, Michael and Willow and Carly and all these other people having Nina's number, being able to articulate exactly how she is. Mm-hmm. But you can't like tell her this. Like, she's never had a friend to hear this feedback or to say to her. Everybody is just, who's in her life is careful and yes. supportive. So I feel that a lot of her like brain going is like, wait a second. Usually I say these things to myself and no one challenges me because I don't challenge me. I'm pretty confident in the stuff I tell myself. So for me, it was hilarious watching this, watching her be Nina times 10. Like the fact that she was like, oh, I'm bringing the magazine back from the brink. And then Drew had all these facts. No, yes. They didn't. It actually had like, it was a boost. Like we had, and this is why people were curious. Like he had all these facts.
Yes.
Like he even went to say like, you can't find true love or a functional relationship. to have been my favorite line. I kind of pointing out because she's still playing like, oh, Crimson. It's like, well, why are you playing with it? You made this whole show of caring about the employees.
Exactly.
And you're playing this game. And he was like, you need it. He's like, it's the one thing money can buy. Like he hit the nail on the head so many times. Oh, she didn't know what to do. And she had no problem, right? Like she switches into her vicious self where she says all of these personal things. Like they were talking about work, whatever. And then she's the one who starts the whole like, oh, there's a vacancy in Carly's bed. Like she went there.
Oh, she chose did.
To. And the moment he pushes back, she's like, I don't have time for this. Why are you being mean to me? I don't even understand. And it's like, I love what he said. She said something about revenge. And he's like, what has payback gotten you? I feel like part of him wants to save her. Because it's so hard, right? It's so hard watching. It's not even in slow motion. Well, it is in slow motion, but it's happening 24/7. Like every time you look at Nina, you watch how she's making decisions that are hurting her. And part of you is like, it's so obvious, like the mistakes you're making, the choices you're making, the things you're saying, they're just ridiculous. And if you just made a few adjustments, you'd be thriving. And I think it's infuriating for a lot of people around her, especially one who actually knows how she's talented.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Anyway, so I found that was hilarious. And when he asked her that question, she didn't even know what to say. And then he kind of talked about himself, like on a deeper level, saying it is about focusing on me. And then like, because he fired Carly, she just figured, she's like, why are you backtracking now? And it's like, what are you talking about? Because in her mind they're broken up and she doesn't work there and she took back her job, she's like, well, aren't you supposed to see Carly like how I see her? Aren't we supposed to trash her together now? Why are you backtracking being nice? And I loved how he was like, he had to point to his brain hole, he had to point to it and says, I didn't rewrite history. Okay. He's like, my memory is clearer. You know, we broke up, but I still understand and am very much in touch with reality. Like she doesn't understand that at all. And it was just, it's always fascinating to watch because she's so black and white that she still lacks the nuance to understand why abiding by the law landed her in exile. Like she still doesn't understand that.
No.
Oh man. But like, I didn't know what to think because she was giving her sob story and there's a part of me that like buys into it a little.
I know. You know?
Because, you know, and I feel like a little bit to Drew too, a little, and it's sort of like, yeah, I think a lot of stuff in your life sucks. I do. But like he said, a lot of it you kind of did to yourself.
Yeah.
And she just can't let go because there were so many times in that conversation where I'm like, this could be a work talk, right? Like you and Drew could actually be talking about each other. You know what I mean? Like the whole him being angry at you means like he's angry at you for his reasons and you're on the defense because, you know, he's on full blown attack when it comes to you. You guys actually have a lot of talk about each other, but she'll never miss an opportunity to bring Carly into the mix.
I know, it's ridiculous.
She's just like a walking billboard of what not to do. And even though these are her firsthand experiences, it like doesn't translate. Like nothing can break her Carly vision. She's just like, I don't know what you mean. Like, I don't know what you mean when like, what's wrong with what I'm doing? Like, it's just, it's so fun to watch. I'm not gonna lie.
It is so fun to watch. But then, okay, so you have Drew in there with Nina, who needs to be saved. And then you have him in a room. with Jordan. And oh my God, she is gorgeous to begin with, but she just was popping when she walked into that room. Even his eyes went a little bit like, oh, hi.
Oh man, like, hey, we need to work together for the better of the city. You know, you make me not miss being a cop. We should see each other more. And then right? Kate walks in and I was like, she's like, no, I want her to stay. By the way, his office, so nice. So nice. And the artwork, so nice. Like all like the that they had on the wall. I loved all of it. And so then Kate comes in, I'm just laughing because it's like Jordan lives in Port Charles, right? So she knows that everything Drew is saying is accurate. Right.
Exactly.
She knows the dynamic between them. She knows everything that happened. So him walking in being all cocky, being like, you're his brother. You expect me to believe that? Everyone in the room is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if accurate. You knew anything about anything, you would know this. And all the idiotic questions. And I loved how Drew is like, you can look at anything, but I will be making all of this public. So I loved it. And then Jordan being like, thank you for letting me watch. As you tear into him.
And I was like, damn.
The fire is there between them two. I kind of hope, like, because it's tough. The destructive part of me is like, you should have sex with Nina. But then the other part of me was like, no, run. Be with Jordan, only Jordan. You don't even need to make a Nina stop to get to a good place. Okay? You can do it. So... Yeah. I don't like, especially with Jordan being right there. So if he's just in it to torment Nina, I guess I'm okay with it without sleeping with her. Cause I thought,
yes. Same.
Anyways, I absolutely loved those scenes. Other scenes. Okay. So what did you think about this? Okay. So they make a point of having scenes with like Joss and Donna and Carly and big family dinner. Part of me was like, is Jason coming? Like, when's right? Jason gonna get here? Jason,
I honestly didn't pay attention to the whole all of it because I just kept looking at the door for Jason to come in through the kitchen door.
So, okay, that dinner, you know, like a few things that I really love that are really nostalgic for me watching is like the fact that Carly can't cook. Right. The
yes.
fact
that, she can't cook,
that Joss can and that they laugh at her and that like she doesn't know how to check the door, like all of that. I thought it was so really cute. Fun because we've watched years and years and years of like the whole Carly can't cook and she only really makes frozen pizza. And we learned recently that she makes brownies and that's about it. So that I loved. Mm-hmm. So they're having this family moment. We learned that like Joss learned how to cook from Dex and then Willow shows up.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. And Carly's pretty patient. You know, she was patient with the way that like Christina was needling her. She was patient over the whole commercial break after Willow was like, I thought you guys told each other everything. I was like, okay.
I know, okay, Willow. In high school, like, it's so weird the way she said that.
Exactly. It came off attitude-ish. And then like Carly's like, is there anything? Like, she's trying to tread carefully. Like, yes, Willow is part of the family. She knows she was loyal to Jason. That's great. Like, she helped him with a bandage and all that stuff. But that was interesting though, because Carly was surprised that Drew would tell anyone about the breakup, right? She was worried about having to talk about it. So if she didn't think that Drew would tell anyone, I guess she didn't realize that he would literally run to Willow first and have a whole heart to heart. So she's probably not fully aware of their, you know, close relationship.
Air quotes, because you think there's closer than closeness in the future.
Well, at this point, I sound ridiculous because now, like, really in the podcast at this point, I've said, oh, he could sleep with Nina and Willow and Jordan. I sound cuckoo bananas now, but I could see it because he has that energy.
He does, though. He's a walking charm.
Yeah. Well, now that he's angrier, like a normal human, like I'm so glad Cartoon Drew is gone. And I'm like, thank you. This makes more sense. But yeah, I just don't know what to make of Willow because it felt like a bit of a face off. I felt like she was subtly being like, I'm Team Drew and I care about him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is happening? Like everyone's saying one thing, but this feels a little bit more. Like there's layers to this.
There's layers.
Like the lasagna.
wasn't the only thing with layers at that dinner.
There you go. Ba-dum-tsh.
So other things happen, I guess, right? Oh my gosh, can I say something that's funny? I probably don't have any nice things to say about
this. I bet you don't.
So Stella, see, is like at Curtis's house where he's trying to secret walk.
Yes, okay. Yes, he was.
And I love how like she decides to point out to Curtis, because she's, you know, watched his life unfold and decides to let him know and remind him, you know, secrets and marriages don't work. Like, have you noticed yours? Like how they fit. So I love
it. She's the best.
That. Oh man. But then Curtis, when he says, like, I don't want them to see me suffer, it's like,
honestly, they have, though, all this time.
Exactly, all this time. You do cause a lot of suffering, Curtis, I must say. But the thing is just, I feel that with Curtis, he just wants to skip to the good part, right?
Yes.
It's like, I thought this journey with Portia was going to be about, like, doing the work a little bit more. And, you know, he is very black and white in his thinking. And I thought this is where they would both kind of grow a little bit.
Yes. And
they didn't, right?
They did not, like, not at all.
But they said that they did, and it all happened off camera, right? They went from, like, we don't know if we're married, to all of a sudden, like, I'm so glad we're married. And they're like, okay, all right. Okay. It's just like how Nina grew, air quotes, off camera. Exactly. So we're here, right? He just wants to skip to the part where he can walk and not kind of show anybody or live that experience. And that's sort of what being married is, as Stella was trying to tell him. It's about living all the moments together. And so then when Portia does run in and she finds out about the cake, she runs away in the kitchen. I was like, honestly, girl, I would choose the cake over Curtis too. And this is where I just felt so dumb. Okay, so you know when he gets up to walk?
Yes.
To Portia, right? And she's, yes, like, oh my gosh. I'm staring at the TV and I'm like, why am I amazed that he can pretend that he's walking, right? That he can't walk. Why is this amazing to me? Like, these are actors who act on a soap opera. Like, I have seen the actor play in a movie and he was a different person in that movie and he was great. Like, I know he's a great actor, but it felt like when Carly, remember when Carly pretended that Jason wasn't at her house? And I was like, oh yes, my gosh. She's right? so good at pretending that didn't happen, like with make-believe. And then I'm watching Curtis struggle to walk as if he's taking like these first steps. And I'm like, why am I amazed that he can do that? He's an actor.
I was
like, oh my gosh, like he is, like, I know he can walk. I know he can, like, as soon as they say cut, he's walking. I know this.
Like, you know
they
what?
Act all the time, and I believe him all the time, and I just felt so stupid in this moment.
Poor Charles creates such a lovely world for us to immerse ourselves in. So let's just call you a real true fan.
Anyway, so that's where my head was at with all those Curtis scenes. And then he was also at Kelly's with his daughter, Bobby's, with Trina. And I love, like, he dug right in. He was like, I'm a PI. I could tell you guys broke up. Okay. I could tell. And then
I solve cases, guys.
And then I loved his advice. He's like, is that what your grandmother would want? She's like, what? She's like, you are in the hospitality business. I felt like he was just telling her, do your job. You can't, right, just be sitting at our table when I'm trying to bond with daughter and just not be a waitress. I feel like he was just like, be a waitress.
I know, give me a moment to him. Yeah,
it was, yeah, I just love the way he spoke to her. It was so funny. I think he was probably taken back by the applause, though. He's probably getting her back for that, because Joss started the applause.
Yeah, and I mean, he doesn't know anybody at Bobby's, so he was just like, why are all these people clapping for
him? And they're all clapping and excited, and I'm just like, but he's not famous. You know?
He owns a club. And he's a PI, and he's on the peripheral of the mob.
But apparently everybody that day has been following his journey. Oh, man. And it's like,
Like, Joss will never be happy. She's like, you cannot work for Sunny.
I know.
You cannot be a cop. You just cannot. Like, I feel like that's her stance on everything.
Her tagline.
You cannot. You cannot do this. Mom, do you know what sucks? Because of Sunny, Dex can't make his own choices. And when he does, I'm like, I hate your choices. Make different choices.
I love it. Very accurate. Oh,
and then my eyes, when I saw the grilled cheese, I'm like, that looks burnt. And then and I love how she did it to piss him off. And didn't care. He looks at her with a big smile and takes a bite out of it. And I was like, look, if this guy can take a bite out of crime, he can definitely take a bite out of that grilled cheese. Okay. He's ready for the Port Charles crime. But so I just can't with Joss like whining and complaining. Like, she keeps acting like Sunny is the reason like Dex makes bad choices. No, Dex is the reason Dex makes bad choices. Exactly. Like, he said yes to this job. He said yes to this other job offer. And that's who he is. He says yes to job offers. And you have to accept that. Those are his choices. Someone says, do you want a job? And he's like, yes.
He's like, how well does it pay? I'm in.
You know what I mean? And he chose that. And she's like, now he's a cop and he could die. Again, he chose that. Just because you only figured out what the mob was when an old man... innocent old man was attacked.
She loves that.
But Dex knew before.
Yeah.
You remember how they met, right? She was taking a jog and found him beating someone up and then videotaped it. So like she was jogging and saw Sunny and decided to follow him. And then she videotaped this guy being beaten up. And then she was threatening to take it to the cops and Sunny left Dex to deal with her and he talked her out of it. So that's how she met him. She's like, how could you? How could you do crime and like hurt people and work for Sunny the way I found you? Like, how are you still that? How are you still the person I met? I expected you to turn into something better and different for me.
She fell in love with his potential.
Oh, Jocelyn.
Haven't we all at some point?
Yeah. Yeah. And poor Carly, because she's just like, again, I honestly thought you were smarter than this. Are you not in med school?
Right?
Like, are you not in med school? But it turns out she doesn't want to be because she's like, look what it did to Adam. And Portia's patience, ungrateful.
It was such a weird reasoning. Like, I just couldn't. And people could just sneak in and kill other people. Like, how?
And then I was like, come on, Dex. He's like, something like, and not everybody's good, but you don't get to do that, right? That's the whole point. Like, that was Molly's. Like, Molly was a grown-up. What she had to do for work wasn't easy, but she did it because that was her job.
Exactly.
And so Joss is going to be a doctor only for the good people. And then he had to bring up, like, Cyrus, and then she stormed off, and I'm like, Dex. I love how he was bugging her because it was really funny because it was like about a serious topic, but it was still super funny the way he was doing it. It was like a typical couple's fight. But yeah, I she could have just said like, I want to help people, but in a different way, but she was just blaming it on all these other things. Basically, she doesn't know if she wants to do that. So I'm curious. Apparently she can make lasagna and she works at Kelly. So who knows what she'll want.
And she likes screaming out loud about the mob.
Yeah. Like in an empty Bobby, she's like, and Sunny sucks, and Sunny this, and Sunny that. And I'm just like, you can't. And I was just like, when I was watching all those girls, I was like, Molly's the DA. You can't talk about this stuff like that. I think like Carly's had enough. She's like, this is serious, and you cannot talk about it this way. And you know, and then when she walked in, she just, like, Molly said hi, and she only said hi to Molly. And then Christina's like, and this is after she's needled Carly, sits back down and goes, I don't know what Jocelyn's problem is. It's like, have you met you lately? Like, really, recently, like, as of last week, have you heard you? And so she goes up and starts a thing. But my favorite was Molly. I love what she said, because she's not saying that anything is right or wrong. She's just pointing out what you're doing is pointless. You know, like the fact that, like, I wish she said more around the pregnancy, being like, that's my kid in there.
Yes.
Like, she's pregnant. So she points out the pregnancy, but I like that she took the time to go like, but even if she wasn't, you know, even like all this stuff you're saying, like, why do you have to throw that on her? It's still her father. Like, no matter what you say or do,
that's not going to change. And she has every right to kind of feel that way. So I loved how Molly handled it. And I'm guessing that will be her role in years to come when it comes to Joss and Christina. But for this to work, like for this to be like good in the future, she has to develop more of a relationship with Joss as well. Like, obviously she's going to be loyal to Christina as her sister, but we need to see them hang out more. We need to see them in each other's circles, like, more.
I agree.
But it was really cool watching that glimpse of, like, that next generation and their dynamics and how, like, and their lives. That was, like, really, really fascinating to me. That was so fun.
One of my faves this week was Tracy.
Of course, that was the freaking best. Like, her and Stella, I was freaking out when I saw them together.
Right, like your posters kind of all put like hearts all over it, because exactly that, these two powerhouses who are just these lovely, wonderful human beings, and she needs that connection with somebody like outside her family that has nothing to do with a love connection with, you know, a partner, and her and Stella are just so perfect together. That scene in the cafe was like early Star, my favorite scene.
But I loved it. It was real, you know, talking like mature women talking about issues. And I felt like, is it bad that I can relate to everything you're saying also? And,
right.
You know, and I like that they have that. I because I wasn't sure what was happening when they put them together, but I really, really loved it. And when they were talking about like how they spend their time, and Stella was just saying, you know, she used to play this game back home with like her friends. I was like, oh my gosh, Tracy plays backgammon. So I loved how that's how that ended. And honestly, I really hope Gregory sticks around. I don't like this. Like, I mean, fine if Stella's there in the end, cool. But I don't like this. I didn't think that I would like fall for Greg. Cause like, I mean, at first I was like, no. But now I'm like, yes. It sucks. Like, why did they do this?
I agree. And I'm thinking like, I'm hoping like Curtis, who had his little miracle, that there's something that at least puts Gregory's symptoms at bay, extends the period of time where he gets things. Like, I cannot see Tracy go through a loss like that again.
No, but we did hear, because she talked about her grief and, you know, losing Luke 2 years ago, but like Terry pointed out, well, this, like, it's depression.
Yeah.
And she heard it, you know, she went to see Cody, and even those scenes were super fun and cute.
Oh my gosh, so funny. She's like, can you put a shirt on, please? Because
I know she couldn't focus. She couldn't even get her words out. But I loved that softening of her. I loved when he says, oh, she's all bark, no bite. Sasha's like, he's like, no, like she has bite. Like she does. And Sasha and Cody were so cute. There were some of my favorite lines where she's like, I love being with the stables. That's hilarious. She could have said with the horses, but she's like, with the stables. I thought that was so funny. And then all the drama over the food. So that's the thing. Not only can Joss make lasagna, turns out Sasha is a very good cook. And that's saying something for Olivia to like your food.
Right? Big statement.
And then, like, they were freaking out because they didn't know if what she did was good or bad. And I love how Cody was waiting it out. Like, we don't know if it's okay. It's okay. So that stuff was really fun and light. So loving Sasha and Cody. But, like, I'm waiting on her next steps. And part of me was hoping she would take over Crimson. I was like, have you not bumped into Drew yet?
I know. But at this point in time, because of all the things that Sasha's saying and what she... You know, she's looking inward. She doesn't want to be seen just for beauty. So going into a magazine that's solely focused on beauty and fashion is not where she needs to be. But this whole project with the city, with Drew and Jordan, and then Alexis potentially going back to law, I feel like there's a better opening for Sasha to actually make a difference, because I feel like that's where her vibe is going.
Okay.
To put good out into the world.
Okay, well, there is somebody else who is hoping for a different life also, Heather, who even brought up Sasha saying that, like, if she were free, she would go try to give Sasha flowers. And I mean, the actress playing Heather is amazing.
Oh, incredible.
They're obviously taking a shift, moving her away from crazy and giving her a reason for all of it. And it's hard not to have compassion. But again, we're the viewers, we're seeing all these private Heather moments. And, you know, Kevin has noticed this.
Mm-hmm.
Laura has noticed it. I don't know if Portia has, though. She doesn't.
I was laughing so hard because when Kevin and Alexis were having their conversation, you just see Portia kind of bobbing around in the back. And I'm like, sound noise is working today. Sound noise is working. And then all of a sudden, she just blasted into them. And I couldn't help but giggle. I did have to rewind the scene to rewatch because I was too busy laughing.
Oh my gosh, she went for everybody and for Alexis. Everybody. She's like, did you lose your license? I see why.
I was like, I don't even know you, but I'm gonna take you down.
Oh my god, and I loved Alexis. She's like, don't hold back. She's like, I won't. And she's and I died. And I'm like, there were so many things because it's like, okay, I get it, but it's like she's mad in a way that like not even Trina cares about. Well, I don't know if she cares about Heather or not, but you know, I get it. You have Cyrus coming in and out and you have Heather and they both have ties to Laura. And she yes. already feels a type of way about Laura's family and Spencer when he was alive. So there's layers to this. And she yes. has her reasons with Cyrus and with Heather. But I was just laughing. I was just like, this is like horrible. But it's like one of those things that like I feel Portia would take on. But notice that like Trina and Curtis are just on another vibe. Like they're on this like healing journey, you know, yes. knowing themselves better, overcoming something really hard. And Portia's having this fight for her family that's familying without her.
Exactly. Huh. That's true.
Yeah. And I mean, I loved Kevin just standing there being like, okay, awkward. I'm like, guys, know your audience. Like, this is not something you talk to Portia about. Mind you, right? She walked over to all of them and was freaking out. But also, I couldn't help but notice, like, we talked a lot about, like, divides and sides. And with Jason coming back, we saw a lot of that. And if this is real and it becomes a case, I mean, look, because of how their Brit's not here, you know, she attacked Joss. There was all of these things, Diane. So, I mean, if there really is another court case, to me, I just thought it was interesting that here we are once again in a situation of take sides and another divide.
Yes.
Do you know, when I think about like sides, I guess I'm thinking a little bit of Lois right now because she seemed to have feelings, right? And Sunny does what Sunny does, you know, like,
yes.
Like, this shows you that women have a certain code, you know, like she sees things, but he's all like, everyone's great. You don't know her like I do. Like, that's his vibe with all women. I was just thinking, Nina works there. Can you not come down and see him have drinks with this girl and go cuckoo bananas? And it's not even like Ava. That would be amazing. Imagine she goes to Ava and it was like, Sunny was having drinks with this woman. And then like Ava gets worked up and then she finds out Ava also has this thing. Like all of her focus on Carly. I'm like, what would that look like? If her attention gets shift and fixated on Ava, because the last time she was fixated on Ava, she took her baby.
Exactamundo.
So what's that going to look like? Because we know how she is, right? Like Drew broke up with Carly. So it means that like he sees Carly, like how she sees Carly. If Ava betrays her, is she going to go over to Carly as if Carly's her best friend and go, oh man, you were right about Ava all along. I guess it's just you and me, girlfriend. Like I feel I like that.
Coming over with like ice cream, chips, just standing at the door with all of her stuff, her pajamas.
I could totally see her do that. But like Lois, so this was interesting. Sunny's at the Metro Court. Her daughter's trying to talk to her about her wedding dress. And she's like, I gotta go. I gotta meet somebody. And we find out that she's meeting Sunny.
Right.
That's who her priority was. And we learned through Olivia, that's a big priority for her. And so when she arrives and she sees this Natalia woman, she's, you know, she has some stuff to say about that being like, oh, I'm a, you know, basically saying I'm a better mother. I know how to let my daughter kind of do her thing, but she also took over the wedding.
That's true.
And so then she had another reaction because Sunny's like, oh yeah, like I had come to really lean on Dante, not just as a son, but as a friend. And Lois, I thought she was about to fall off her chair. I'd be like, wait a second, you had an opening? You had an opening for a friend? Like all of a sudden I'm starting to notice Lois's like interest there.
Yes.
To be in his life or to, I don't know what, but she seemed to react to those two things.
She really did. So it's getting really complicated and interesting because he's kind of off his meds. Then you have Ava in play, Natalia, which I believe is her name.
Yeah.
And Lois. So it's like, and who's going to actually notice when things are going awry?
Lois? No,
I'm thinking it's going to be Dante.
Okay, yeah, yeah, because he lives next door. Oh, yeah, because that was another thing, right? Christina being all weirded out by Ava being there.
So yeah, there is an interesting thing too.
So it's like this week, if we look at like the messaging around Ava is, you know, Maxie, oh, she doesn't think about anybody herself. And then like suspicion and weirdness about like Ava and Sunny.
Yes.
But I mean, Christina's got it all figured out. He's keeping her there because he misses you so much, Nina. He just needs the distraction. He's not over you. I've never seen him happier than when he was with you. Honestly, because he didn't let me in his life when he was with Carly and all these other people. Exactly. I was most involved with my dad when you were around. So please stick around or I'm going to get bumped in terms of child order.
So I think there's only one more thing left.
Anna Banana and Brennan.
Yes.
How he like babied her through that line of questioning.
No, but like I thought about you because he was like flirting with her, talked about nakedness, then skirted around things. And then Anna went to her tried and true line of questioning. Just tell me.
I was a spy. And then when he's like, did you find evidence that it was me? She's like, no. He's like, what do you think it means that there was no evidence? Like, that's what I heard in their whole conversation. He was like, wow.
Wow. Oh my gosh. It was entertaining.
It was very entertaining.
Oh my gosh. Did we cover all the things and talk about all the stuff, even though there was not a lot that happened?
I love how we had so much more to say as a result of nothingness. Always blows my mind when that happens.
I think that's why people listen to us, though.
Oh, gosh.
You know what? I don't have any favorite lines. Do you?
Me too, because I'm trying to keep it brief. So no.
Me too.
Because I said it already. Yeah. Yeah. Stars, shall we?
All of the stars. Heather, Drew and Jordan scenes. Jason, Jake, yes, Tracy, Stella, Tracy just complimenting Gregory all of the time.
And oh my, he called her a vixen. I'm like, Gregory, you better get with that vixen. Like, what are you doing? I want to give a star to Kevin. Yes. For saying metallosis, it made me laugh. I felt like it was pretend and fake to be like she had, it's what you call metallosis. The metal went bad. So I'm going to give a star to metallosis.
Love it. I'm going to give
Christina Molly Jocene.
Yes. You read my, like literally I was going to say star to everything that happened at Bobby's.
Yeah. Stuff at Bobby's. Yeah. Grilled cheese. Curtis just giving like all kinds of advice, all this insight.
Well, for you, I'm going to give this star for Curtis acting and walking.
Wait a second. He was acting and walking. Anyways.
He can multitask. I'm not the greatest at that.
Good. It was good. Oh my gosh. A star to Dante. Even though he's not really injured. The acting is so good that I'm like, so good. Oh my gosh. Is he okay? Like, is he hurt right now? So, yeah, I believe all of everything.
Yeah, he did that real well. I'm going to give, like, I don't even know what to call this star. I'm going to, I really don't know. I don't even know if it deserves a star. But the Sunny Anna moment when he's like, so like, Jason, you're going to like throw him away in jail. I'm going to give Sunny a -5 star.
Oh my gosh, when he said that, are you going to charge him with something? Because he did a crime. Like, did you not catch that, Anna? He did a crime. And she was like, why is she always crying? Like, I'm sorry. Oh, like, you're a spy. You're like, be Jordan. You see Jordan crying when she arrests people. She had to do. Her son was arrested. She didn't shed a tear. Her son was kidnapped by the cartel that she was undercover with. Did she cry? Did she shed a tear? No, she did her job. And this was like, Sunny, I'm a cop.
Shove
you're
it down.
Not okay. You're so like, I'm not on your side. Like, I thought we were friends. No, because you're a criminal, and I'm gonna come after you with the police to the law. Okay. I'm like, get it together.
Oh my god. So they get -5 of a star. We did it. We gave all the stars. A cute star to Cody and Sasha because I love them. They were adorbs.
Oh, yeah, oh my gosh. Felicia in the mix? Like, what was that? Felicia bonding with Joss, everybody's family, all the connection happening.
So I am going to I'm just like throwing it out there. Hunter Cruz is the new manager. I definitely yes. hope we see more of her and she actually gets like to participate in like stuff. Storylines. Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
100%.
Oh my gosh.
And Felicia is really doing that job. Just want to point that out. It was never a ploy for anything other than working at the hospital. So
I know it's really messing. It's still messing with me. I'm not going to lie.
we have to make this stop.
Okay, we talked about all the things. We covered all the stuff. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. Bye.
Bye.